Hello, this is Chris speaking.
Hi, Chris. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Awesome. I was told to call you between 10 and 10:30. Well, our time, obviously. Same time zone.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So it sounds like you're driving. Are you hands-free, I hope?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, okay, you're good. Thank you.
So I know that you were speaking with Mary earlier, and so she asked if I could give you a call to kind of discuss with you, because you're looking for more exposure online, right, to expand yourself more. And so she wanted
me
to talk to you about Google Guaranteed as well as Yelp ads. So Google Guaranteed, it's at the very tippy top of the page on Google. Have you ever seen it before? It'll say sponsored with a green check mark next to it.
Okay, yes.
Okay. So Google Guaranteed is a program that Google created, okay, where you pay per lead. But the lead is going to come to you in the form of a phone call, and you're not sharing it with anyone. It is only being sent to you. Okay? Now, there are requirements for that program. So Google requires that you have at least 5 Google reviews on your Google business profile, which I'm taking a look to see how many you have. If you don't have the 5 reviews, don't worry about it. We'll help you get them. Okay?
Okay.
They also will run a background check. Okay? Because what they're looking for, it looks like you got 3. What they're looking for is felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors or DUIs. Okay? I'm assuming you have a clean record, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not to assume. Okay. I don't want to insinuate that. But I say it because if, like, you pay the application fee and say something came up on your record that you didn't disclose, they will disqualify you and you don't get your money back. Okay. So that's why I'll be super straightforward on everything. Now, for the landscaper, okay, because I kind of feel like you could do landscaper category, but you also do tree services too. Am I correct? When I was looking at your keywords, or mainly landscaping?
Mainly landscaping.
Okay. So if we're looking at the landscaper for Nevada, okay, the license that they're asking for is the Nevada State C, it's the Class C specialty contractors with the C10 landscape contracting. Do you have that one?
C10, yes, correct. Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. So you have that one that I'm talking about, right? The Class
correct.
C specialty. Okay. Awesome. And then it looks like for insurance, bear with me here, my dear. Let me see, Nevada. I was just out there not too long ago to visit our daughter. She lives in Nevada.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She had a baby, so we went to go see our granddaughter. Okay. 250.
Awesome.
Right? I was like, okay, I love that you go to the restaurants and the casinos, slot machines right there. We went to the one that has the, what's that? Oh, my gosh. I'm totally having a brain fart. It's the one that has the, you know where all the fishing stuff is? Oh, my gosh, why can't I think of the name?
Silverton?
Silverton. That's where we went to go eat bomb food, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so for Nevada, they want you to carry a $250,000 general liability insurance is the minimum that the requirement is. Do you carry that?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So you qualify for that program. Now, there is a one-time $250 application fee, non-refundable, because like I said, if something come up and they disqualify you, they won't give the money back. Okay. Now, we send you the application. Chris, you're going to fill it out. You're going to, you know, upload your documents of your license, your certificate of liability insurance, submit it. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay? The approval process takes 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm going to tell you something. It also determines on how quickly you respond to the background check, how quickly you submit your application, because there's been times I've seen people get approved within 3 weeks. Okay, but I'm still going to safely say 4 to 8 weeks. Now, once you get approved, we're going to notify you because then we're going to activate your leads in 3 days. Okay? Unless if you told us no, activated on this day. Right? So, the minimum monthly budget for the landscaper is going to be $784, and that's going to give you up to 13 leads in a month. So, your leads are running you $60. Okay, so you got this budget of 784. When a call comes in, it's going to deduct it from that budget. Okay, here's the kicker on it. Let's say someone called you to mow their lawn. That's completely outside of your services. Google's going to credit the lead back to you. It's unqualified. If someone called you outside of your service area, as long as you don't accept that job, it's an unqualified lead. They're going to credit it back. If someone called you to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that is an unqualified lead. Google will credit it back. The only time it's considered a qualified lead, okay, is if you talked about pricing over the phone, you gave them an estimate, or you set an appointment to give them an estimate. That is considered a qualified lead. Okay?
Okay.
Now, how does Google know that? Well, you have a special tracking number that Google's going to assign to you that's going to be linked to your phone. And you'll hear it say incoming Google guaranteed lead before you're even connected with the prospect. All the calls are recorded. They have a special AI system set up so they know what's qualified and what's not. And even if one happened to slip to the cracks, we will dispute it, okay, because we're doing the management of it all. Now, if you only got one lead in the month, what's left over in your budget is going to roll over to the next month, Chris, which means that following month, you're not going to pay the $784 again. What you're paying is $60 for the lead that you received the month before because it rolls over. So we're just having you replenish to get you back up to the $784 for the month. Make sense?
Okay, perfect. Yes.
Okay. Now, let's say you're going on vacation or you landed a job and you're going to be busy for the next few days or not available for a week or so. You call us and you say, shut off the leads, and we shut them off. We do not turn those leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. Now, if when you called to shut them off, you had only gotten two leads, when you call to turn them back on, it's going to pick up where it left off. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Google will also put up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. So it is almost as if Google guarantees your work, and that's why they call it Google Guaranteed. It will allow you to target wherever your insurance and your license covers you. If that's the whole state of Nevada, you can target that way. I don't recommend it because it might put you out too far. But you can. You could target by county. You could target by city. It's an amazing program. I highly recommend it for you. And it's going to put you at the very top of the page. What do you think so far?
Okay. It sounds pretty good. So what I'm going to do is, I also wanted to kind of hear about the Yelp program.
Yeah, the Yelp app?
Yeah,
of course. And then just real quick, Christopher, I also wanted to tell you as well. So you don't do any type of tree removal, right? Like no one calls you to remove a tree, correct?
They actually did this week, and I took, like last week, and I took it on. But
you did?
Not really good at, you know, yeah.
Not something that you really want to be found for. Okay. Not really something that you want to be found for, right, is what I'm getting at.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure only because, I mean, the tree services, they don't require that you have a license, right? Just insurance. So even if you wanted to get found for that one too, you can. But if it's not really something that you don't do, then, I mean, we don't need to get you approved for that category, just so that you know. Because, like, for the tree service, that's going to be like tree removal, tree trimming, tree transplanting, tree cabling, stuff like that.
Okay.
Stump removal.
That's okay.
Okay? So not something you would really want to do, right, on that one?
Correct.
Okay. Just wanted to verify. Okay. Now, Yelp ads. Okay. So I'm just double checking to make sure you qualify for that. You've never ran Yelp ads in the past?
So I have. And
I
turned them off. I turned them off recently when I kind of got on board with you guys.
Okay. And
But, go ahead.
So I'll kind of explain to you how the Yelp ads works, right? Unfortunately, because it looks like you just recently shut them off because I looked to see. And it shows that you don't qualify for the promo, but I'm going to still share with you the program anyways, okay? So recently, we partnered up with Yelp, right? And what we do is Yelp ads. So with Yelp ads, I'm going to tell you, Chris, you've got to respond. You got to respond quickly, like within 10 minutes. Because, see, when you're getting that Yelp that Yelp request, right, that message that's coming through from that direct potential client, they're also messaging to other companies. So part of your ranking on Yelp is going to determine how quick your response is. I noticed your response rate is 45%. So you respond within 30 minutes. You're going to need to pick that up, just to be honest with you. Okay. Now, as you know, like when we manage it, we're doing the management for you. We can customize it to where when it says request pricing and availability, you can customize it to the questions that you would want that potential prospect to answer so that you get enough of the information that you need to say, yeah, I'm available, or here's the approximate quote. You know what I'm saying? So we manage it with the negative keywords, the positive keywords, right? But when, if you hadn't ran those ads within the last 6 months, okay, because you just recently shut them off, you don't qualify. But let's say you did qualify at the time, it's $499 a month, and we also allocate the first 6 months that you run the Yelp ads with us, we allocate an additional $100 to your ads on Yelp. So you pay $499, but we're also putting in additional $100. But you have to have, the last time you would have had to have ran them was 6 months ago. And you just recently shut them off, right?
Right.
Yeah, so you would still have to wait a little bit before we would, you would qualify for the promo. But yeah, that's basically what the Yelp ad promo was. You get a little bit more enhancements. We have a whole team managing it for you, as opposed to you, Chris, you were managing it yourself, right? Running your own ads. Yeah. So it kind of takes that off your plate too. And because our team's dedicated to it, but I definitely highly recommend for you right now, until when, you know, you do qualify for the Yelp promo, is the Google Guaranteed. Chris, I'm telling you hands down, that's one of Google's better products. And it's going to also give you that that exposure. So like you're not just in the Google ads and the Facebook ads and the local listing. You're also part of the Google Guaranteed program. And you know, those same reviews that you have on your Google Business profile are also going to show up on your Google Guaranteed profile, even though they're two separate programs. Okay. But yeah, okay, it's definitely, yeah. And the only thing you would be paying today, okay, is just the application fee. That's it. That leads are not going to be activated until you're approved and we call you to say, hey, you've been approved. We're going to activate the leads in 3 days. You might say, hey, activate them now. You might say, activate them on Friday, right? If we're calling you on a Tuesday. So again, you have more control, and people will also, they're more inclined to calling those that are part of the Google Guaranteed program because they know you've been approved by Google and it's going to show you pass the background check, you're licensed and insured.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. So I just have to talk to my partner about the Google Guaranteed. I'll probably get you guys an answer within the next 2 hours, if that's okay.
Okay. What do you think your partner might say about it? I mean, well, first off, how do you feel about it?
I feel pretty good, but he's the one that's mostly on the marketing side. So so he has a little more knowledge, or he's probably going to do some research on it and see. And then just as right now for the current program that we have,
uh-huh.
for what we're currently paying for.
Yeah.
We are what on the Facebook ads, right? And like on the, on the search engine, correct?
Yes.
Is there any way for us to pop up more often on what we currently have, or no? Is it kind of maxed out at this point?
Well, no, you're not maxed out. So, Chris, you always have the the option to allocate more money to your Google ads, your Facebook ads. Right now, you're paying $5.99 a month, right? We're allocating $300 of that to your Google ads, and $100 is going to your Facebook ads. Okay. If you said, "Hey, I want $600 going to my Google ads," then you would pay the additional $300, right? You always have. Okay. The capability to add more money to your ad campaign, right? One thing I want to share with you, in my opinion, okay, adding more money to your campaigns is great, But I'm going to encourage you first, do the Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. So on Google Guaranteed, and you might be familiar with some of these guys, okay, that I currently see now. Pure Turf.
Yeah.
Keeping It Green Landscaping. Rock and Block Turf and Hardscapes. U.S. Turf Las Vegas. RG Landscape. Everything Turf Pros. Mac Landscape. Artificial Grass. Terrascape. New World Landscaping, Earth Sculpt, Van Dorn Landscape and Design. Do any of those guys sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. Those guys are part of the Google Guaranteed program. So there's about 20. Okay. You don't have a whole lot of competition, but let me share something with you. Okay. Google Guaranteed, you could choose the hours that you want those leads turned on. Okay. You could choose that, like the time of the day, right? Or the days that you want those leads active. If for some reason you pause your leads, now you'll still be showing up on Google Guaranteed, but you're going to kind of rotate towards the bottom. It'll revert from the tracking number to your actual phone number. So even someone seeing you on Google Guaranteed and your leads are off, but they're calling your actual phone number, you're not going to be charged for that. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you're still part of it, even though it's on pause, but it reverts back to your phone number, right? So you're not getting charged if someone called your number, in other words. But Google Guaranteed, you can also qualify once Google approves you. We know if Google says, hey, they qualify for max bidding. Max bidding means you could pay triple or double the cost of the lead to get even closer to the top. But you don't have like a whole lot of competition. You know what I mean? With the Google Guaranteed. I mean, Keeping It Green, check this out. They only got 9 reviews and they're number 2. When you look at Pure Turf, they're listed as number 1 and they got 188. I mean, Keeping It Green's only got 9 and they're right underneath the bottom, you know? So,
okay.
And they're above Rock and Block that has 120. So it's really, honestly, a good program. I would definitely encourage it. But yes, you do have the ability. If you want us to allocate more money to your Google Ads or Facebook Ads, you can do that at any time.
Okay, and then I would just go on my dashboard, or just
You could just let us know. Yeah, like if you said, hey, you can call me and say, hey, Nadine, I want to allocate $300 more. I want $600 going to my Google Ads. Then I would let the team know, hey, we need to allocate $600. We would charge you the additional $300, and then it would change your billing. Like you could say, hey, I want it to run like that, you know, for a few months or indefinite until I say no. You know what I mean? The other thing too, Chris, is that once you're approved for the Google Guaranteed, you can choose to keep still the same package that you currently have and the Google Guaranteed. They're two separate programs. Remember that, okay? Or you could say, hey, I want to stick with the Google Guaranteed. I don't want the Google Ads anymore, but I want the Facebook Ads, and I want to allocate more to Facebook Ads, right? So you always have those options. All these programs are month to month, okay?
Okay, perfect. And then, I'm sorry for the question.
That's okay.
So, what am I trying to say? So how does that cycle work for, let's just say, like, the Facebook and the Google Ads right now? Like, how does that work? Like, and do I have to go? Because I know when I used to deal with Yelp, it used to be like, hey, if you're going to raise up the limit, you're going to have to do, you know, billing cycle 529 through, you know, month this or whatever. Right? Like, right now would be a good day for, like, let's say the upcoming month if I wanted to up all that.
I was going to say, if you're going to up it all, I would recommend if you're going to up it, at least call us the week before your billing. So you bill on June 8th, right?
Yes.
If we could set it to where June 8th, you could be billed, like let's say you want $300 going to your Google Ads, right?
Yes.
Let's say you're like, hey, I want a total of $600 going to my Google Ads. So you would pay the additional $300. So I would let the team know, hey, on June 8th, we're not billing $599. We're going to be billing $899 because $600 of that is going to go, it's going to be allocated to his Google Ads. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
So
sense.
I would make sure that the team would know to like, hey, so this way it's on the same billing cycle. You know what I mean? Because if we did it now, that whole $300 is good. I mean, they're gonna push that additional $300 right now. You know what I mean? And you renew in the next, you renew on June 8th. So I would say if you're going to do that, you would just let me know. And then I would let the team know, hey, on this date, this is what the new billing is going to be. For the next, you know, until like if you said, hey, I just want it like that for 2 or 3 months or indefinite until I call you guys and say, hey, go back to the original rate. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what I would recommend. Yeah. Your billing is June 8th.
Perfect.
Okay.
And then I don't know if I spoke to you last time. We kind of spoke about the website. If I wanted to add more pictures or whatnot, can I do that personally on my dashboard, or would I just send it over to you guys?
You could do it on your dashboard, or you can also email it to us at photos@localsplash.com, and I'll text it to you. Are you the two? What number can I text you that? To the one that ends in 3107?
Yeah, that's that one right there.
Okay, so I'll text you the photos@localsplash.com. You can send it there and just say, hey, please upload these to my website. You can also do it through your dashboard. I do want to let you know, though, Chris, that if any of those pictures don't do your business justice, like they look distorted or blurred out or what have you, they won't post them because they don't want to put a picture up there that's not going to do justice to your business, right? So just an FYI, if the resolution's not good, I always suggest email them because the resolution's better when you email.
Okay, I'll do that for sure then.
Okay. So I know you mentioned. Go ahead.
I'll talk to my partner.
Okay.
And then I'll go from there. Like I said, I'll probably have an answer to you guys for like two hours max, so it's not a problem.
Okay. Okay. And then I do have Torres_Chris@iCloud.com. Would that be the best email for me to send everything over to, like as far as like the recap of the Google Guaranteed program? Would that be helpful for
Correct.
You to
yes.
share with your partner?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Chris, this is also going to depend on how you pitch it to him. You know that, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm just joking. I'm just teasing you. I told that to this one guy who said, well, I got to talk to my wife. And I said, okay, so if your wife is like how I am with my husband, he's got to pitch good to me. So how are you going to pitch it like you're excited about the program or like you're not sure because she's going to read that? And he started busting up. I go, because you know what? My husband wants to sell me on a reel that he wants to purchase. I mean, he's like going into it like, oh my gosh, honey, you have no idea. Like, it's such a pretty color. It's your favorite color, blue. Like, I could do this and that with it. Mind you, I don't fish, right? But he's pitching it.
Yeah.
But if it's something that he's just like, eh, you know, or whatever, he's just like, yeah, well, it's this much. And I'm like, okay, well, you're not that excited about it, so I'm not either. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
All right. Well, listen, Chris, there's going to be an email that you're going to receive coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it'll say Google Guaranteed on it. I'm going to put down what I told you, what is the minimum monthly budget, as well as the cost per lead. Now, do keep in mind, okay, you start at that minimum, but that does not mean that you can't say, hey, I want up to 40 leads now, or take it back to 30, or you know what I mean? The minimum monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead. So, again, you always have the ability to increase what you're receiving. Okay?
Okay. Perfect. That makes sense.
Awesome. And then you'll have my contact information at the bottom of the email. Do you prefer that I check back in with you in a couple of hours, or do you want to call
That's
me?
Fine. Yeah, give me a follow-up call just in case I do forget.
Okay. So I'll give you a call, say, in about 2 hours, maybe when I get back from lunch, just to see if he gave you the blessing or the thumbs down. How's that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully it's not a problem. Yeah.
Okay. I really don't see it being a problem. I mean, if you guys are really looking to get more exposure, this is going to be the way to do it, to be quite honest with you. Not saying that the Google ads investing in more, but Google Guaranteed, I mean, you're getting like the 3 spotlight positions that are on Google.
Okay. And then,
all right.
I know you guys recently partnered with Yelp. How do you guys like Yelp or not really? Like, are you guys fairly new with them, you know? Like, I just had a question about it.
Yeah, I mean, I like Yelp. What I found with Yelp is it's your response, right? Certain industries, like even with Google, certain industries aren't going to do as well with Yelp, just like with Google, right? Like, you know, I'll give you an example. A cleaning lady isn't going to do well on Google because how many cleaning jobs does she got to book in order to offset the cost of what she would be paying with Google, right? Us partnering with Yelp, I'm going to tell you there's a lot of factors that go into it. We got to believe in the product. You know what I mean? And the thing with Yelp is this, the same way you do a search on Google is how you perform that search on Yelp. And I know for a fact people who go on Yelp, it's not because they know a company name, right? It's because they're looking for a service that they need. And with Yelp, when they're making that purchase is made within the day that they're performing that search. You know, and that's why Yelp works well. And I'm not going to say that Yelp doesn't get you some spam call. Any marketing is going to get you some type of spam calls. Let's be real. Right. But at least with Yelp, that message is a direct message with that potential prospect in you. It's not like in Angie's leads where here's a lead and now you got to call them. Right. They're a middleman. You know what I mean? And the same thing with Google Guaranteed. It's still going to be a direct call to you from that potential prospect. It's not us telling you, hey, Chris, call this guy. They're looking for your service right now. No, it's an actual live call. And that's what I love.
Perfect. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. So, yeah,
okay.
Let's reconnect in a couple hours, and then we'll kind of go from there.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, Chris. Talk to you later.
We'll be in touch. Thank you.
All right. You are so welcome. Bye-bye.